Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and I'm going to address, again, my fellow employees in Columbus, Ohio's Citygate processing plant. Now, we are under a pandemic. Everybody is aware of that. But what baffles my mind is the agency that we work for, the post office, rather than just grasping the understanding that everybody knows things are really messed up right now. So at a time like this, full disclosure or no disclosure would probably be the best route I would think the agency could take. Now, unfortunately, the law does not allow no disclosure. So before I get into the podcast, I want to say to the post office, why would you not just be as open as possible with your employees during these times? Because you're missing the point that everybody understands that it's kind of messed up right now. But what exacerbates tension in the work environment is when the post office comes out with half-truths that make people ask additional questions. You know, like, for example, the COVID-19 confirmed cases that we had. One post I seen on Facebook, and I think it's an excellent idea, is rather than shutting down a section or a tour, have every supervisor bring their group together and inform them. Because currently, if the person who has contracted COVID-19, depending on the tour that person works on, will determine what tour gets notified. Now, never mind if that person works overtime, now that person's working on two different tours, the tour that the person is assigned to is the only tour that gets notified. And again, that's what you call checking the box. I'm notifying you because it's a regulation that I have to notify you. But if I cared about you, if I'm going to notify anybody, I'm going to notify everybody. So by keeping all employees aware as soon as the agency is aware, an example, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that meeting that was held today, but it was understood that the post office was notified of the last case at midnight the previous night. Now, I spoke to people in the post office. That bundle sorter still ran. So if they knew at 1 o'clock that night,
I meant midnight.
Now, again, it was put out that it was sterilized, but that machine was down no longer than it normally is down on tour one. Unless people are fabricating stories, and that's not what happened. But the point I'm making is the agency is made aware at midnight, and it takes up until 4 o'clock the following day to have a meeting and inform employees. Do you not realize not so much the person's airborne as far as coughing could affect somebody, but everything that person touched now carries that virus. I just think, and again, I'm not trying to scare or be a shock major for anybody. I'm simply saying to the post office that the cases are beginning to, well, again, within the last 3 days, there's been 3 cases. Let's talk about what it is. I think that you have to do something above what you're doing right now in order to try to sterilize and contain whatever may be in that building, if anything is in that building. And I don't think that's asking too much. And I really would like to say to anyone who knows a person who has contracted COVID-19 coronavirus, let me say, we have to stop allowing the media to put a negative stigma on that. That is almost like an embarrassment. You know, it's like you got some nasty disease that, I'm just simply saying, COVID-19 is like catching the flu. Now, a lot more deadlier, and I'm not trying to minimize it, but I want people to understand that if you have contracted COVID-19, there is no shame, there is no reason why, again, you would not let that be known. And right now, a lot of people are hesitant because it's understood to be a negative type virus. But I want to say to the podcast audience, we got to change the perception on that. That's something that, again, like you might contract any other virus. Well, not any other virus, but you might contract a cold or a flu. So let's understand that corona is a virus. It's not a nasty disease that you contract in some unsanitary or manner. You know what I'm trying to say. So let's understand it's a virus, and let's stop looking at it like it's some nasty disease.
On a real positive note, it has come to my attention that if you file grievances on MPAs performing mail handler work, it has come to my attention that your branches, that the Columbus branch is winning grievances in that area. So if you want to do the work that I think your steward should be doing and get the documentation and file a grievance when you know that an MPA is performing work that should be performed by mail handlers, Columbus branch is getting people paid for that. You know, it's so funny. I'm drifting back to a little bit of the town hall meeting. It's so funny when I hear the senior lead NBO stand there and try to profess to people, if you're sick, stay home. If you're sick, stay home. Sounds real good as far as words coming out of his mouth, but when you stand in front of people and tell them if they're sick, stay home, and then want to take discipline on that person for the attendance during this period, I think that's, I don't even know how to describe that. It just lets me know that if you stay, if you're sick, stay home, and I'm talking to the senior lead MDO right now, if you say, if you're sick, stay home, and then you motivate your supervisors to take or attempt to take, because it's not going to be successful, attendance or disciplinary action against employees, what other messages are you reading from paper that you are just not going to be in compliance with? Hey, listen, we could talk about this till the cows come home, but one thing I would like to say to every employee, don't expect your job, the post office, to do the right thing for you. Just don't expect it. If it happens, let it be a surprise. But I'm telling you, don't expect it. And if you don't expect it, then you will raise your expectations of how you care for yourself. You'll monitor your temperature, keep a lot of hot fluids in you, and do things that are going to be preventive measures without relying at all on the company you work for. Now, again, if they do what they're supposed to do, then that's a benefit, that's a plus, but let's not wait for them. Again, we, each and every one of us has to be proactive and care about us like no one else is ever going to. So let's take preventative measures. If you feel comfortable wearing the mask, wear your mask, wear your gloves. Again, let's take care of each other without relying on the company we work for, which should take this responsibility head on. Without relying on them, let's take care of one another.
And before we close our podcast this morning, I want to spend about a minute or two just breaking down this awful practice that seems to be gaining momentum
especially in Columbus, Ohio, and that is the practice of nepotism. Nepotism law and legal definition. In the business world, nepotism is the practice of showing favoritism towards one family member or friends in the economic or employment term. For example, granting favors or jobs to friends and relatives without regard to merit is a form of nepotism. Now, Columbus, Ohio, I work on tour two, and it's bright as day on tour two. We have our current tour two MDO and her husband working on the same tour. Now, somebody got to tell me that somebody should see that that's not correct. And the real sad part about that is the post office created that environment. Yes, because the MDO was in maintenance. They brought her back to the tour as an MDO in which her husband works, and nobody seems to care about that. Not the Terry Morrow administration, and definitely not the James Schaefer administration. We talk about all this follow rules and regulations only when it applies or only when it benefits the post office. On tour two, continuing down this nepotism trail, because every supervisor in Columbus is your supervisor, then you've got a tour two part-time supervisor whose son works in the same building. And again, I want to say to most people, if you understood the people that I'm talking about, there is no way possible you or anybody else is going to say their treatment is equal to everyone else's treatment. So when I talk about nepotism in the post office, there are certain classes of people where this nepotism is allowed to flourish, and their siblings are allowed to benefit from this rotten practice. Now, in Columbus, there's only certain managers whose spouse or siblings are allowed to benefit from nepotism. And some of the supervisors and managers that's in that building right now know you had children that worked there. They were not given the same privileges that some of these folks are receiving today. So before any of those past managers in Columbus hear this podcast and start with the Kenny Hodge just starting stuff, you think about how they treated your children. Your children didn't enjoy, or your spouse didn't enjoy what I see happening right now. So nepotism is wrong. There's a reason why the post office try not to practice it. Because think about this. We can say we're going to be as fair as possible, but if that other income that I'm speaking of is directly related to my income, meaning that's another check coming into my house, I don't care what they say, you are not going to be allowed to discipline and take corrective action there. Columbus, Ohio, everything you touch, you seem to touch it wrong. Here's something that's easy for you to fix, but you won't. And I say to members in that building, if you feel that you're being treated not like some of the privileged folks who benefit from nepotism in that building, then you ought to seek guidance from an EEO counselor or a union. Have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge.